are talking linebackers, and joining me is linebackers coach Ken Flagel. Baltimore Ravens awaiting on Sunday. Ken, let's talk about the status of your group. What have you seen through 13 weeks across the board?
Well, we've been fortunate. We haven't had any injuries. That's been a big part of, I think, continuing to grow at our position. But, you know, we've had incremental improvement. I think we're getting a little bit better, and that's the key for us, I think, is to be a little bit better than where we started at the beginning of the year and continue to build this thing and see if we can get playing at a consistently high level.
I wondered about Jordan Hicks going from 3-4 to 4-3. Not the biggest guy in the world, not a thumper. How has he done, and what's kind of been the key to his success?
Well, I think he's done a great job for us so far, Dave. I mean, I've been very pleased with Jordan. There's a lot of management-type things that we put on his plate from a game-to-game standpoint, you know, in terms of knowing the game plan and audibling in and out of things for us. He's embraced it. He's a smart, bright guy. And, you know, probably one of the strengths of his game has been the fact that I think he's got a great mental approach to it. He studies hard. He's very professional that way. And I think that probably gives him a leg up and an edge.
Is there a prototype size for a middle linebacker in the NFL?
No, I don't think you ever put you'd put people in boxes that way. I've seen some guys that have been very small that have been great players, and I've seen guys that have been very big that, you know, you thought would be thumpers and they weren't. So I don't know if there's a box you can put them in, but, you know, Jordan's got an adequate amount of size, speed, but he's got excellent intellect, and I think that's what really is going to carry him through.
On the strong side, Nigel Bradham comes from Buffalo into Jim's defense. How's he played?
He's done a nice job for us. You know, he certainly, when we started out the season, I think was a little further along mentally because he had exposure in this defense. I don't think there were a lot of things, the calls and the adjustments, I don't think there were a lot of things that caught him by surprise. And Nigel's done a nice job for us. You know, he's a physical player. I think he really enjoys the contact part of the sport, and he gives us a little bit of a swagger in our group. So we've been pleased with Nigel and glad that he's with us.
How about Michael Kendricks, who has had reps, has not had reps? How's he played?
Well, Mike's role certainly has changed a little bit from a year ago, as everybody knows. But he's been a starter in our base package, and Mike's done a nice job. As you know, in this league, not a lot of people get into what we would consider to be packages, offensive personnel packages, that allow you to play a lot of base. So Mike hasn't gotten a lot of snaps, and that's not Mike's fault. It's really more of a reflection of what type of personnel groups we face on Sunday. You know, most people are in three wides, probably 60 to 70% of the time, and that forces us to play nickel. And so, again, it limits his opportunities to be on the field. But when he's gone in on our base package, he's done a nice job.
Because you've been so healthy, we haven't seen much of Steven Tulloch. We haven't seen Camus Grugier-Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But the fans kind of want to know about those players. What have you seen from them? What do we know about those players?
Well, we've got, you know, a couple other guys. You know, Steven Tulloch comes in what we call our extra backer package, which is a short yardage package where we have four linebackers on the field. And, again, he's the consummate professional. He's an older guy. He's the statesman, the elder statesman of the group. But he brings a real professional approach to his work. He works hard. He understands. He's been around the game a long time. And he's done a nice job. He's a great addition for our room. Really happy to have Steven with us. Then Najee Good has been
right
with us. And Najee, again, continues. You know, he's a backup in our base and our sub package. And he does a nice job, has a real important role on special teams for Coach Phipps. So he's done a nice job for us. And then Camus, you know, really has helped us a lot on special teams. And he kind of came in really after training camp was over at the beginning of the season. So getting him assimilated in our defense, playing catch-up was a little tougher for him. But he's done a nice job, and again, I know he's important on our special teams package.
It's Baltimore on Sunday. They play action. They're physical. They're big up front. I mean, you know, we watched them play against the New England Patriots on Monday night. They are a scrappy veteran bunch. Tell me about that offense and the challenges.
Well, they've got a veteran quarterback, as you know. Joe Flacco's very accomplished, been to the Super Bowl, won it. So I don't think any game is too big for them. They've got good skill at the wide receiver position. You know, Mike Wallace that they acquired in the offseason. Steve Smith, I was with Steven at Carolina, talented receiver, competitive. You know, he's a small guy, but he plays much, much bigger than his size would allow. And again, big physical offensive front, got good skill at the tight end position. Dennis Pitt is back after an injury. Very good, capable pass-catching tight end. And they're solid in the running game. And I think that complements probably the fact that they're so good on defense too. You know, I mean, they've played to their strength, which has been their defense, and they're decent on offense, and they move the ball.
Sounds like you got a fun challenge.
Every week's a new challenge, and there's no bad challenges in this league.
Ken Flagel, thanks so much for joining us and talking linebackers in studio.